In Matthew 13, verse 1 to verse 9, he talks about the parable of the sower. Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30, is the parable of the wheat and the tares, the mixture. Matthew 13, verse 31 to 32, is the parable of the mustard seed that became a great tree where all kinds of birds come. And then Matthew 33 is the parable of the leaven. Matthew 13:33 is the parable of leaven. Matthew chapter 13 verse 44 is the parable of the hidden treasure. Matthew 13 verse 45-46 is the parable of the pearl of great price. And finally, Matthew 13 verse 47 to 52 is the parable of the dragnet. These seven parables are the seven churches listed in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. The parable of the sower is the efficient church. The parable of the wheat and the tares is the Smyrna church. And that's the persecuted church. The tares and the wheat are mixed. The parable of the mustard seed in verse 31, where the seed grow and all kinds of creatures come in, corruption begins, is the Pergamos church. And Matthew 13 verse 33, the parable of the leaven is the Thyatira church, where corruption has reached its fullness. Leaven never represents something good in the Bible. It has never. And if it ever, that will be the only time. But yet we look at the scenery of the parable and we realize there was an eschatological perspective. In Matthew 13, verse 44, speaking about the Sardis church, and if you link it up together with the Sardis church, you'll find that it's where there are hidden treasures. Then the Philadelphia church is the church of the pearl of great price. They have a little strength, but what little they have is of great value. And the Laodicean church is a parable of the dragnet. They were rich, they were prosperous. I mean, it looks like they were they have a lot, but there was a lot that need to be removed, cleansed. So there are a lot of eschatological, most of the eschatological prophecies are found in the second section. The second section of Matthew has all these eschatological aspects that are hidden inside. Some refer to the 7-year period, some refer to the church period. And it's for us to divide it carefully. You don't lump everything into the church era. It's the same mistake people make with the Old Testament. They forget that Jesus functions in two dispensations, to the Jews and to the Gentiles. So Matthew 24, part of it is for the Jews. Part of it applies to the Gentiles. Matthew 25 applies to the Jews. So we need to be able to treat the scriptures in that way and consider the eschatological aspect. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we pray that even as we consider your word and divide your word, we ask, O God, that you cause an interest to come into our life. Father, we know we have barely skimmed through your word, Lord, because there's so much in your word that we could look at. We ask, O God, that you inspire our hearts and our lives, and you cause us, Father God, to be able to appreciate your word, to understand the things that take place in your word, O God. Father, we pray that you continue to cause your word to be life to each one. As we go back to our various places, O God, in various fellowships and churches, that you cause an interest to grow in your word. Especially, O God, we pray that you cause a hunger for what your word is saying to the churches today. Thank you, O God, that you have hidden your truths in your word. And we ask that you give each one tools by the Spirit where they could unearth and bring forth those jewels they are found in your word. Establish your word in each life. Let your healing touch be upon each life, O God. We thank you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise together. And remember, we are taking about nearly a 3 months break, and our next meeting is on November 23rd. And although we'll be absent from you physically, we'll be praying for each one of you, definitely remembering those of you here in prayer. But remember to read the word and be strong in the grace of God. We want to commit each one of you to God. We want to pray for blessing upon your life. Would you stand and lift up your hands to the Lord right now? And we want to pronounce these blessings upon your life. Thank you, Father God. Father God, during these times, before we meet again on November the 23rd, we ask, O God, that you, the only wise God, will cause your face to shine upon each one of your people. We pray, O God, that you give them peace and that you cause them to receive the fullness of your blessings. Cause the fullness of your blessings, O God, to come upon their lives in all that they set their hand unto. Father, if they have any needs during these 3 months, we pray, O God, that you would establish their lives so much in your word that they will be able to hear your voice. They will be able to learn to pray to you. That they will be able to be faithful to the fellowship and the churches that they come from. We pray, O Father God, that you establish each one of them, O God, in every endeavor in their life. Father, we pray that you preserve their spirits, souls, and bodies blameless until the coming of Jesus Christ. Give them peace, O God, and give them prosperity. O God, during this time, keep them in health, Lord, in soundness of health and soundness of mind. Let the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind come upon their lives. Father God, we pray that they will discover new things in your word throughout this time. Establish your word in their lives, O God. Quicken your word unto them. Let a hunger come upon their lives for your word. And Father, we pray, O God, that your healing power and your awesome power and presence will continue upon their lives and establish upon them. Thank you, Father God, for your healing grace and healing touch, O God. We pray for a deposit of your grace to keep them throughout this time, Lord. Let your grace and your mercies be established, O God. Pour your grace and mercies upon them, Lord. Shine forth your face upon their lives, O Lord. Give them peace, O God. Rise, O God, and go before them. We thank you, O God, that you establish each one in their profession, in their work, in the ministry that they are in. Thank you, O God, that you cause your blessings to go before them. Where one chase them, Lord, let them flee 7 ways, Lord. Let them chase 10,000s and upon 10,000s, O God. Go before them, O Lord. Let the blessings overtake them. Let the windows of heaven open before them, O God. Father, let this blessing keep them, O God, in peace. And in hell, O Father God. Father, we release your amazing love, your amazing power, your amazing grace, O God, upon each life. Surround each one, O God, with your presence and with your love, with your abiding communion of the Holy Spirit, O God. Thank you, Father God. Seal your touch over each one. Seal each one of them, O Lord, with your special seal. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. God bless you, some of you. Those of you who need prayer, we'll see you over outside on the other side. Praise God.